This is Out and About on Peoria Public Radio. I'm Nathan Irwin.
And I'm Jen Gordon with Arts Partners of Central Illinois. We're talking with Charles Brown about the Springdale Cemetery Tours. They're taking place this weekend and next at 1 and 3 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday. Charles, so good to see you again.
Thanks, Jen. It's good to see you.
Now, this is the 14th year for the Springdale Cemetery Tours, and I understand you've been involved with it for several years. Can you tell us a little bit about why you continue to be involved with storytelling in the Peoria area through this platform?
One of the nice things about the Springdale Cemetery Tour is it's in demand for the people who come out and see it. We get a lot of the same people out every year looking forward to learning more about Peoria history. We have a very strong tendency in this day and age to think that the world began about 50 years ago. And we forget that Peoria has a long and glorious history in the state of Illinois, coming this close to being the capital, and at one point being the largest and most prominent city in the state, or territory at the time, I suppose. And so my role in this is one, to learn as well as to teach and to share the stories. We spend a good month researching the people and their families that we talk about, and you get to become friends with the characters themselves.
Can you talk a little bit about the research process that you go through? I mean, what are the sources that you're drawing from in order to gather this information? And then what's the process of simmering that down or condensing that down to a narrative that you can tell in, a 5 or 10 minute time span?
Well, that's a great question. And it's a little different every time. It's a little different with every character. A year ago, as we were driving through the cemetery, Brian Fox Ellis, myself, and others were thinking about this area called Mount Sinai, which is a older part of the cemetery of towards the entrance, which is predominantly Jewish families. And we thought, well, this is an interesting area. We've never done this part of the cemetery before. Let's just kind of walk through there and see who's there. And so we start to recognize names, the Sauls and Steens, or the Shradskys, or the Cohens, names that you would see driving down the street in mm-hmm. Peoria, or a building named after them, like the Laymans or something like that. And as we're walking through and looking at the stones, oftentimes, if it's not the names, the dates will jump out at us. One of the very sad stories in one of the families was they had four children. One died when it was 10 years old or 10 days old. One wasn't even named, so I assume died in childbirth. It was just daughter. One lived to be about 10 years old, and the other one died around age 18. And that kind of memorial laid out in front of you, even though it's a stranger, touches you, and it makes you want to look into more about that family. One of the stones that we're going to talk about, one of the families we're going to talk about this fall, is the Goldsteins, which is Betty Friedan's family. Now, Betty Friedan is not buried at Springdale, but her family is. And as I was looking at the Goldstein stone, the thing that jumped out at me was her father's stone is simply labeled Daddy.
Hmm.
Not father, not, Mr. Goldstein or anything like that. It's just very sweetly named Daddy. And that just makes me want to look into it. So anyway, to better answer your question, the way we do the research, Google's the greatest invention forever because we can just type in, for example, David Ullman, Peoria, 1880, and we'll find out, he was delivering cigars to the local businesses down Main Street in Peoria in his little truck. He was living in Pekin at the time, but he would transport these cigars that they were importing from Cuba and bringing them to businesses, which later became the Newman Ullman vending company machine, vending machine company. or the Pizer family, we'll look up their name. And the Pizer family, when we looked up their name, one of the first things I noticed was that I went to school with one of the Pizers. Chuck Pizer was in my class. He lives out on the East Coast now. But his family has a real glorious history here in Peoria. His mother, along with Jack Slater, was one of the founding members of the Peoria Ballet. And that was the story of how that happened. You'll learn when you come on the cemetery tour. The Simons, you know, looking up the Simons, another person that I went to high school with was Debbie Simons. And her father, as I'm researching their family, found out that he had a special resolution from the Illinois State Assembly done in his name after he passed away. And so, you know, we find out these people that were just our neighbors were important people in Peoria's history.
Charles, I hear the respect in your tone as you talk about these people that you're portraying and your fellow actors are portraying. How does it differ bringing to life a real person from the community here in Peoria as opposed to a fictional character on stage? And is do you approach it with a little bit more reverence because you are here in the cemetery telling their story?
Well, it's a much more serious endeavor. Mm-hmm. We want so much more to get the story right. You know, not like a newspaper man or a journalist in that sense, but that we can convey the sense of the person, the sense of the family. And there'll be times when we have to fudge the facts a little bit to make a story out of it. But contacting the families and getting input from them is often an amazing experience. To hear a family member to say, "You're going to be talking about my grandpa? You're going to be talking about my mom? That's awesome. What are you going to say?" And we'll work through it together, and it becomes a personal investment, a personal experience.
One of the things that you're doing that's a little bit different this year is that the focus is less on specific individuals at Springdale Cemetery, and the focus is more on the families. Can you talk a little more about that choice and how it changes the work that goes into the performance?
In the past, like you said, we've focused on individuals and how they may connect with other people in the cemetery or other people in their families and that type of thing. This year, out of a respect for the Jewish tradition, there is a concerted effort to talk about the family, to talk about the community that these people lived in, that these people became a part of the history of Peoria within. One of the things we'll learn is that in the late 1870s or so, there was a great influx of Jewish immigrants from Eastern Europe. These were mostly very conservative, not Hasidic, but conservative Jews who founded Agudas Akim, that temple. And their relationship with the more reformed Jews that were already here in town who had formed Anshei Emeth. And the two communities, complete strangers to each other, sharing only their religious faith, and how they blended together and ended up forming one Jewish community. I think it's important to understand that in the Jewish tradition, it's the family and the community that's more important than the individual.
And in order to tell those stories, you and the other performers, you'll still portray one individual, one member from this family, who then tells the story of the larger family.
Correct. So in my case, I'm playing David Simon, but I will be telling the story of my wife, of my daughters, of my parents, where they came from up in the Quad Cities, and how they came to America to begin with, and how as a what made me as an individual was the influence of the community, of the family.
When people come to the Springdale Cemetery tours, what's the experience that you hope that they leave with?
I think that there is a sense that there is more to our history than what I remember from TV reruns or from old Saturday Evening Post magazines or from what I can remember. And I think what amazes most of the people, or what interests most of the people who come on the tour, is that Puri has such a rich and deep, long history. You know, the town is just a little over 175, 180 years old, but, you know, we were the largest city in Illinois. We were going to be the capital, except that old Abe Lincoln got in the way and messed that up. We were the trading center for the Midwest. I mean, everybody came through Peoria. The trains all came through Peoria and Pekin. The world's largest manufacturer of whiskey and beer was Peoria, Illinois. The birthplace of vaudeville was Peoria, Illinois. The greatest expansion of tractors happened in Peoria, down in Averyville, and then eventually Caterpillar came in too. You know, we have a tendency to think, well, Peoria history is Caterpillar and that's it. But there's so much more.
I know that the weather in this part of October can be a little problematic sometimes. So what are your weather procedures, given that you're outdoors both days?
We've only been rained out twice, I mean 2 days out of the 14 years that we've done this. They do have a facility that we can do the stories inside if the weather's really bad. But generally speaking, I think it was last year or the year before, we had a light drizzle and it was a little chilly. But the people who came wanted to do it outside. So we just all grabbed our umbrellas and, and we did it outside anyway. There is something nice about being able to stand in a cemetery and look at the stones of a family, the memorials of a family that lived 100, 150 years ago, and to hear their stories told face to face.
We've been talking with Charles Brown, one of the performers with the Springdale Cemetery Tours. The tours are tomorrow and Sunday, and again next Saturday and Sunday at Springdale Cemetery. Charlie, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you, Nathan. Jen?
Also this weekend, Rock the Farm 2015 takes place in Morton, Illinois on Saturday from 5 p.m. to 11 p.m. This is a concert to benefit Central Illinois Easter Seals. The outdoor stage will headline Chicago-based The Way Down Wanderers, a five-piece modern folk Americana act sure to energize fans with originality and soul. Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers.
If you'd like to learn more about Peoria Public Radio, you can visit our website, peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin, and this is Out and About.